How do you see more than one house? What word more than one house? You say there, he owns two. Two what?
Well, he say two houses in that case.
You see, now the reason I ask that is that...
Or three, whatever the number might be.
Yeah. The reason I ask that is that some parts of the country, instead of saying houses, they say houses.
See?
And that's... you get the general idea. That's the reason I ask you. These questions sound a little silly sometimes, but there's a reason for them. And then on a farm, the big building that they put the stock in, right, what do you call that?
That's a barn.
Mm-hmm. And what about the place in the barn, or maybe outside the barn, where they put the corn, stored the corn?
Corn crib.
And then, would there be any special place if you raised wheat to store your wheat in?
Yeah, granary.
Mm-hmm. And what about the upper part of the barn, up under the roof?
It's a hayloft, usually.
And you ever hear that called a hay mow?
Yes.
Yeah, they do in Indiana, quite, and Illinois, too. But suppose you couldn't get all the hay in the hayloft, so and you had to put some of it in somewhere else in the barn. What would you call that heap that you put it in?
Hay mow?
That'd be a hay mow. And what shape would that be in? What sort of a stack would it be? Be round or?
Some people stack it in, some pile it in and trample down.
Oh, yeah. After the hay's been bundled up in the field, before it's taken in, sit around these, what do you call these bundles of hay that are out in the field?
That's baled hay. I reckon.
Or before they baled it, you know, they used to put it up in sort of the...
That was shocks.
Shocks. Mm-hmm. Some people call that a heap or a pile or something else. And some around here seems to be called a shock. The place where you put the cows. What would you call that? The place you put cows in at night.
Cow barn, I suppose.
What was that? What that word? I'm not familiar with it.
Stanchion.
Oh, I see, yeah. And the place to keep hogs, what do you call that?
Hog pen.
And if man raises cows and sells milk, what kind of a farm do you say he has?
Dairy farm.
Do you ever have a little house down by a creek or a spring where you kept your milk in to keep it cool?
A spring house.
Spring house. You never heard that called a dairy, I guess.
No.
Some parts of the country they call that little house a dairy. And around here nobody... What about the open place where the cows and the sheep and the horses graze?
That's what you call a pasture.
And what kind of fences they use around here in the on the farm for
different kinds. Wire fence, picket fence.